Good day, everybody. Good day. It is Friday, September 21st, 2017. And like I said before, we're not done yet. We still got a long way to go. The day is not over, so don't get cocky. Don't start celebrating unless you are officially off and there's nothing left for you to do. Don't get cocky. Now, going beyond the grind, going beyond the hustle today, I'm going to continue. I'm going to close out the short term. And I want to the short term versus the long term. And I want to talk about the gray area, that area in between at 3, 6, 8, 9, 1 year mark of the short term versus the long term. I talked about it at the beginning of the week, or Tuesday, I think it was, when I said about identifying those short term goals, and some of them can roll into being part of the long term. Well, that's okay. That's okay. But ideally, you don't want to have too many short terms that become the long term, because again, that leaves you in a vulnerable state that says, hey, can he actually get the job done? If he sets his mind to it, can he actually accomplish what he says he's going to do? Therein lies the problem, folks. Seriously. The problem is you get questioned because you haven't yourself identified what the gray area is. Or you fall into this gray area and you haven't identified whether it's short-term or long-term. Just depends on how you look at it. But that gray area is also a moment of decision-making. It's also the time that you have got to make a decision and say, I need more work on this short-term goal. I need to actually get even shorter-term goals or automatically move that short-term goal into a long-term goal and build new short-term goals. Backward planning, folks. Backward planning. So you have a short-term goal of losing 10 pounds in 6 months. Great. A little bit more than a pound a month, pound and a quarter a month, or a pound and whatever, 0.2. But it's a pound a month, a little bit more. Okay, so it's more, like pound and a half. It doesn't matter. What does matter is that you say, okay, I need to do this. Now, it's going to be easy the first month. But the second and third month, here's where you start having problems. So you start figuring out, wait a minute, I got to month 6 and I have not lost the 10 pounds. But in a year, you've lost the 10 pounds and you've maintained it. Maybe you need to reevaluate what you need to do in the remaining time. Folks, it's about working it. It's about working it. And it's not about giving up on it. Oh, well, I didn't do it. I didn't meet the goal. I didn't meet the objective in 6 months or 8 months. Well, maybe it should have been a year goal or a 2 year goal. Oh, I didn't write the book in as quick as I wanted to. Folks, you can write a book as fast as you want to. You can write a book as slow as you want to. But you know your pace. You know what you need to do to put those words on paper. To type out those words on the word processor. You know what you need to do. The thing is being realistic about it. Sure, you see Dave putting out his ebooks once every 2 or 3 weeks. But that's because Dave knows and he's got a schedule and he gets in there and he's already set in his ways to build and do things around getting that done, meeting those objectives, meeting those goals. And when real life interferes, well, guess what? It doesn't become every 3 weeks. It comes every 1 month or 2 months. And that's the way it is. So being realistic means you can adapt, you can change, and you can turn those short-term goals into long-term goals. And getting them out of that gray area. Don't let them sit and fester in that gray area, because that's how they be turned into no goals. That's how you get rid of them, because you don't want to see them there. Be realistic. And also, don't forget to make today better than yesterday.